Welcome to English as a Second Language Podcast, number 97. Checking into a hotel. You're listening to English as a Second Language Podcast, episode 97. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, from beautiful Los Angeles, California, and the Center for Educational Development. A reminder that we have released our 50 most recent podcasts on our website, as well as on our regular iTunes and other podcast software that you can download. Remember, these are not new podcasts, so if you've already downloaded them, you do not need to download them again, even though they will appear again as a repeat on your iTunes. You don't need to download them again. You can just delete those lines. Our previous podcasts, we are going to continue to make them available for the rest of the podcast as well. We are able to do this because of those of you who have donated, and we appreciate all of our donors. If you're interested in making a small donation, completely voluntary, of course, you can go to our website, www.eslpod.com, for more information. Today's podcast is called Checking Into a Hotel. Let's get started. I flew into Atlanta the afternoon before a big meeting. I hailed a taxi at the airport and told the driver the name of the hotel. I asked him how long it would take to get there. He said it would only be 20 minutes. I sat back and relaxed. We got to the hotel, and the doorman helped me take my luggage to the check-in desk. I said to the front desk employee, "Hi, I'm checking in. The last name is Rama?"
"Yes, here is your reservation. You have a standard room reserved for two nights. Is that right?"
"Actually, no. It should be a suite. I had booked a non-smoking king."
"Oh, my mistake. The reservation is for a suite, and it is a non-smoking room with a king bed. I'm sorry for the error."
"That's okay. I'm here a little early. Is it possible to check in right now?"
"Sure, that's no problem. May I have your credit card? We need a credit card on file for your room charges and incidentals."
"Here it is."
"Okay, now if you could please verify the room rate here, initial next to the X, and sign right here. How many keys will you need?"
"Oh, just one."
"Okay, you're all set. You're in room 1201. Take the elevators to the 12th floor, and it will be on your left. Do you need any help with your bags?"
"No, I'm fine. Thanks."
"Enjoy your stay."
Our story begins with me saying, "I flew into Atlanta the afternoon before a big meeting." To fly into somewhere means, of course, to take an airplane to somewhere. I flew into New York. I flew into Paris. I flew into Heathrow in London. That means I've taken a plane to those places. A big meeting here can mean one or two things. It can mean a very important meeting. You can say, "This is a big meeting for me." It means it's very important. Or it can mean a large meeting with lots of people. I said that I hailed a taxi at the airport. To hail a taxi, H-A-I-L, means to usually to put your arm out and to get a taxi to stop. So if you're in a big city like New York City, for example, you have to stand out in the road and put your hand up and wave to hail a taxi. I asked the taxi driver how long it would take to get there. How long means how much time. When we got to the hotel, the doorman helped me take my luggage to the check-in desk. The doorman, all one word, D-O-O-R-M-A-N, is usually a man, though it doesn't necessarily have to be, who greets you at a nice hotel and offers to help you with your luggage. And in this case, the doorman helped me take my luggage, luggage, L-U-G-G-A-G-E. Luggage are your bags, where your clothes are. And we went to the check-in desk. The check-in desk is the same as the front desk. It's the place where you go to register or to check in to a hotel. It's sometimes called reception in some hotels, but normally it's called the front desk, or here, the check-in desk. So, of course, I say to the woman at the desk, I say, "Hi, I'm checking in," meaning I've just arrived and I want to go to my room and I want to register. And so the woman says, "Oh, yes, here is your reservation," meaning she has either on the computer or on a piece of paper my information about my reservation. She tells me that I have a standard room. A standard room in a hotel is the normal or regular room in the hotel. There are different types of rooms. There's a standard room, and then there are in many hotels suites. And a suite, S-U-I-T-E, is a bigger room and usually a nicer room and a more expensive room. I tell the woman that I should have a suite reserved for me. And then I say I booked a non-smoking king. To book, B-O-O-K, means to reserve or to make a reservation. A non-smoking means, of course, you can't smoke in the room. And you probably know that in most places in the United States, public places do not allow smoking, although most hotels still have smoking sections or smoking rooms. I asked for a non-smoking king. The king here refers to the size of the bed. The king bed is the biggest bed. Actually, there's a bed bigger than the regular king. It's called a California king, and it's even bigger. But a king size is normally the biggest bed. It sleeps two people very comfortably. A smaller bed that also you can have two people is a queen bed. And the queen is smaller than the king. And smaller than the queen is a double bed. Now, you can still have two people sleep on a double bed if they are very friendly or know each other really, really well. The clerk behind the desk, the woman working at the check-in desk, says, "Oh, my mistake," meaning I made a mistake. I was wrong. The woman asked me for a credit card. She says she needs a credit card on file for my room charges and incidentals. A couple of expressions there. On file means that they have to have a record of it. They have to know what, in this case, what the number is. It doesn't necessarily mean that they charge you right away, but they have the number in case you leave, for example, without paying your bill. They have a credit card number. They can charge you for that. The room charges are the amount that it costs you to rent a room. And the incidentals are all the other things that you might use in a hotel room. So, for example, if you call on the telephone, in many hotels, each call on the telephone is 50 cents or a dollar, even if it's what we call a local call, a call in the same city. They will charge you money. That's an example of an incidental. Another incidental would be in some hotels they have what's called a mini bar, M-I-N-I-B-A-R. And a mini bar is a small refrigerator that has food and drinks and that sort of thing. And if you take food out of there, every day the maid, the person who comes to clean your room, checks the mini bar, and if you've taken something, she marks that down on a piece of paper, and then when you leave, when you check out, you have to pay for that. That's another example of an incidental. The woman then asked me to verify my room rate, two words, R-A-T-E is rate, is just how much the room is. It's the price of the room. She asked me to initial next to the X. To initial something, I-N-I-T-I-A-L, means to put your first letters of your name. So for Jeff McQuillan, I would initial it J-M. And many times when you sign some sort of official form, instead of putting your whole signature, your whole name, they ask you just for initials. Initial next to the X means that often on these official papers or registration papers, they'll have a little X next to where a line where you put your initial. The woman asked me how many keys I will need. And of course, in most modern hotels, they don't actually give you a key. They give you a little card, looks like a credit card, and that is your electronic key. Finally, the clerk says to me, "Do you need any help with your bags?" Meaning, do you want someone to carry your luggage, your luggage bags? And I say, "No, I'm fine." That's a polite way of saying, "No, I don't need any help, but thank you." "No, I'm fine. Thanks." Finally, the woman says, "Enjoy your stay," meaning your stay with us. The time that you will be with us is your stay. "How long is your stay?" 3 days, means you'll be there for 3 days. Now let's listen to the dialogue, this time at a native rate of speech. I flew into Atlanta the afternoon before a big meeting. I hailed a taxi at the airport and told the driver the name of the hotel. I asked him how long it would take to get there. He said it would only be 20 minutes. I sat back and relaxed. We got to the hotel, and the doorman helped me take my luggage to the check-in desk. I said to the front desk employee, "Hi, I'm checking in. The last name is Rama."
"Yes, here's your reservation. You have a standard room reserved for 2 nights. Is that right?"
"Actually, no. It should be a suite. I had booked a non-smoking king."
"Oh, my mistake. The reservation is for a suite, and it is a non-smoking room with a king bed. I'm sorry for the error."
"That's okay. I'm here a little early. Is it possible to check in right now?"
"Sure. That's no problem. May I have your credit card? We need a credit card on file for your room charges and incidentals."
"Here it is."
"Okay, now if you could please verify the room right here, initial next to the X, and sign right here. How many keys will you need?"
"Oh, just one."
"Okay, you're all set. You're in room 1201. Take the elevators to the 12th floor, and it'll be on your left. Do you need any help with your bags?"
"No, I'm fine. Thanks."
"Enjoy your stay."
Remember, you can read the script of all of our dialogues and stories on our website at eslpod.com. We're coming up to our 100th show, And to celebrate, we're going to have a special podcast where we answer your questions about English, any question. We won't have time to answer all of them, but we will try to answer as many as we can. That's going to be next week when we have our 100th podcast. So send us your questions at ESLpod@ESLpod.com. From Los Angeles, I'm Jeff McQuillan. We'll see you next time on ESL Podcast. ESL Podcast is a production of the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. This podcast is copyright 2005. No part of this podcast may be sold or redistributed without the express written permission of the Center for Educational Development.